This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Chicken Amir, can I speak on behalf of every single one of your fans? When I say Jake, you're okay, but Amir, he's our jam. And he's carried your ass since day one. And we'd do anything to get Amir a golden mic. Yeah, we'd give anything to get Amir that golden mic.
Jake, you stand in the shadow of a giant and proclaim that you're the one casting it. Your best material won't stack up against Amir's even on his worst day. He's the voice of a generation, and you're the voice of a small, petty man. Do the right thing. Give Amir the golden mic.
Damn, that was powerful shit.
There's a reason that was a small acoustic ballad and not a song of a full band with a lot of backing. And that's because there's only one guy in the world that feels like that. And you chose the song. You chose the song that would give him that bully pulpit. Okay. You tried to amplify a very small voice. So I commend you. I commend you. But I don't think there's that groundswell of appreciation that you're trying to convey. And I note that because that was a very, very minimal pared back acoustic track.
That was written by Kevin, actually.
Nice.
Who writes, I know jokingly, okay, Amir, I wrote your terrible song and you've been ignoring my invoices.
Whoa.
Not that I paid this guy. I recorded the lines you sent me verbatim. Give me the money you promised, you deadbeat butthole. Do you think it felt good to record this pathetic song? Quote, voice of a generation, are you kidding? You absolute hack. I don't care if you pay me cash, Bitcoin, or fucking basketball NFTs. Give me my money, love, Kevin.
Wow. All right, now it's all crystal clear.
I did not. This is an ambush. This is, no, he's setting me up. I didn't actually ask him to do that. He's like sort of reverse blackmailing me / painting me into the corner.
You're trying to dodge payment, man.
I'm not. I never have, nor will I pay for a fucking theme song. Yeah. That's not how we do it. That's not how I do it.
Forward me the invoice. Uncouth. I'll pay because I think all debts should be paid. That's just the kind of guy I am.
A Lannister always pays his debts.
That's right.
That's right. I watched season one of Game of Thrones, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's good. It's a good memory.
We got a lot of emails, tweets, and stuff about Wordle. Have you been keeping up with Wordle? We played it last week. Yeah. I introduced it to you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, have you missed a day?
No, I play every single day. I also, I found out that some people in my family played, so now we have a little family thread. Now everyone's playing.
Yeah.
Text my score to you. Text my score to Jill. We have the Wordle Slack. So I'm all in. I want to wait. Yeah. How do I? I'm gonna pull up my my stats. My Wordle stats.
Okay. Have you? I want to ask you when you like, because we've gotten a lot of messages that like people are discovering the game. I mean, they had already known about it, but they started playing through us. So that's nice to hear. Some people have been breaking my record. My goal used to be to get three. I've been able to get three. Now my new goal is to get two. And then some people are like, yeah, I tried it out and I got two. Ha ha ha.
That's
sort of like, the problem is they don't appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't get how hard that is.
So I sent this, I think it was 2 days ago, or no, yesterday.
Yeah.
I sent it to the Hurwitz kids thread. Okay.
Okay. No parents. So you talk about like crazy shit.
Yeah, we talk about the parents. It's just like, the kids.
Your dad can't see your Wordle score.
Well, the family thread has like people's significant others on there. You know, like,
you know, that's
Jill's
too
on
much.
There. My sister's husband is on there. My sister's fiance is on there. So we, you know, it's just a wild thread, and it's mostly for sharing like photos of the new baby and
yeah.
And the Hurwitz
it's
kids,
a Google it's, share yeah, drive.
It's a little more intimate. It's a little more intimate. So I sent, it was yesterday. I told everybody to try it. I sent them my score, which was three.
three is, by the way, solid.
Yeah, pretty solid.
What was the word yesterday? I already forget. Point?
I think it was, point. Yeah, point. Point. I think so.
Okay.
So let's see. Sarah... Oh, Micah gets it in three as well. Wow. Hannah had been playing. She sent four out of six.
Solid.
Sarah, first day, five. So I think that's what I got.
That's going to happen.
I think that's what I got when I started too.
Sort of an introductory. You don't know what you're doing. You're repeating letters.
Yeah. Liza, first day, three. Rachel.
Wow. First day, three.
Look at this distribution.
Wait, that all black? And then all green?
Yes. She guessed it
so
on
like
the
word was... So if the word was point, she guessed like jams or James or something.
Yeah.
Didn't get any.
No words.
And then the second guess was point and nailed it.
Yeah, exactly. She guessed... I wonder what her first guess was. I'm going to ask her.
That's insane. Over five and then five for five.
Yeah. Is that not wild? And that was also her first time. So I don't think she realized... How insane!
Yeah,
that
she'll
is.
Be like, "Yeah, well, you know, I eliminated five letters, so like there wasn't that many options left."
Yeah,
like, no, there was. And you'll never do that again.
I wrote to her, "That's insane. Is that your first time playing Rage?" She responds, "Yes, it was. It was exciting." LOL.
No, not LOL. Actually,
not exciting.
You hit a hole in one.
I actually said it was insane, which is what it was.
Yeah, exciting is when I find a dollar on the floor. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Insane is when I guess it in two. After going 0-5 on the first... If I went 0-5 on the first guess, that sort of ruins my day. I'm like, great, now I'm going to get it in four instead of three or five instead of four.
Yeah, you really... I did not want to hit
a complete turnaround.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy. Today was my day that I could have gotten to. Today's word was robot.
Yeah, that's your word. That's your favorite thing.
I love robots. And
then what was your first guess?
My first guess, let's see, hold on.
Billy Scafiri got two today. He sent me his two because we've also been striving to get two. Mm. He fucking
he got
nailed
two?
It.
God.
Yeah.
See, my first guess was based. B-A-S-T. Based.
So that's a zero.
Well, no, it's two. It's a B and T.
Oh, wait. I thought you said B-A-S-E-D. Okay,
oh, no.
Wow.
B-A-S-T-E.
Based. So you're getting
based.
Two yellows.
Yeah, and two yellows on the consonants, like it doesn't mean much to
solid.
Get like, oh yeah, your E and your A is on. It's like, okay, well
that could
be
anything.
Yeah.
Right.
But so I knew that A and E were eliminated and I had B and T. I should have gotten two.
Yeah, if you just slide an O in there anywhere.
Yeah. Like
B-O-T, that gives it away.
Totally. And for some reason, I couldn't fucking like let go that I thought there was going to be a U in there. So my second guess was tubby. So bad. So bad.
T-U-B-B-Y.
Well, yeah. And I'm like, that's an insulting word. It's like a mean word. Wardle is not going to put tubby in there. It's not. It's not the kind of word that is in Wordle. You have to be smarter, Hurwitz. Like, you know the types of word. Like, yeah.
It's standard fare.
Right. Proxy was in there. Like, that's.
Yeah, that's a little much. But yeah, but that's as crazy as it gets.
Right.
An X and a Y.
Point. Yeah.
Robot's a little tricky because it uses the same vowel twice.
Right.
So you're like, what is the second vowel? Oh, wait, it could already be the vowel that I guess.
Yeah. So when I knew there was no A, E, or U, I guess I could have thought there was an I. But as soon as I, yeah. That was my two. That was my fucking two.
That was a disappointing two. Yeah. I mean, twos can come in all shapes and sizes. You either can get lucky with a couple greens and a yellow on the first guess, or you could pull the Rachel and just go from absolutely nothing to everything.
Yeah. The question really is, do you want a consonant heavy word first guess or a vowel heavy? I think I do tend to try to get vowels out of the way, but I wonder if it's a little bit smarter to go consonant.
Yeah, I mean, consonants is kind of like high risk, high reward. Like, if you nail like a G, an R, and a T, you're like, holy shit, I'm set up. This is good to go.
Right.
And somebody suggested, I've been getting like first word suggestions on Twitter. And somebody suggested audio, which is four vowels. Mm. So I tried that yesterday. I'm like, let me just get what the vowels are right away. And it was like gray, 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 yellow. Great. I tried the biggest voweliest word and it just gave me one of the vowels in the wrong place. So I'm like, okay, that didn't do much for me. Now I feel like fucking burnt by that. Yeah. I'll never use audio again.
I'm going to try chasm or rhythm. Wait, rhythm is six words.
Rhythm's too long.
Chasm then.
But you do you let the last word affect your current guess?
Like, I do.
So you're like, oh, they wouldn't do like a robot-ish word today.
That's correct.
So like tomorrow you're going to guess like an A and an E word.
Yeah. And I think, it was two days ago was point. And I almost guessed, paste. And I was like, you know what? It's not going to be paste because it was a P yesterday. Not thinking about proxy and point.
Yeah.
Wasn't the proxy and point the last 3 days?
Yeah, proxy, paint, and then robot, or point,
yeah,
and robot.
Wow.
Actually, Avital did something that I saw some people do again on Twitter, which is using the last word of the day as her first guess. And actually, point gave her two greens because robot also had an O in the second slot and a T at the end.
Yeah, that is pretty smart.
It's just like almost using the game to help you out.
Yeah,
to beat the
but
game.
I couldn't do that with tomorrow's robot. Is too it's too random with the two O's. I don't want.
Insane to guess two letters the same.
Yeah,
you have to have a variety. Mm-hmm. And then some people guess the same word every single time. But I'm like, that's you're sort of robbing yourself of like the variety of two guesses. Like, I always do rates, and then I always do album or something like
that. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have fun.
And then it's like, okay. Yeah, then it's like, you're sort of, it's like the Wheel of Fortune. It's like, we're giving you the same five letters every time.
The R-S-T-L-N-E aspect of it is something I try to get a couple of those every single time. The common ones.
Yeah. I tried bonus the other day.
Nice.
Wasn't very helpful as a word, obviously.
For proxy?
Audio didn't really do much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Comet?
You know what else is...
You ever guess comet?
No, I don't think I have done comet. Maybe I have, actually, though. I think I might have.
They should give you detailed stats like that, like every word you've ever guessed.
That'd be cool. Or like the most common words, too, what other people are guessing. I had two wordle thoughts. One,
only two.
A few days ago, I was like, I went to one of those websites that like lets you do the old wordles, and I was and I was like, it's not as satisfying. It's not nearly as satisfying because there's something about playing with everyone. It feels like legit. You're like,
and the one per day.
Yeah. And then the other thing, I was like, how someday will this get ruined? You know, like what could happen? Like
what happened to HQ?
Yeah.
Like
if these,
maybe you get two a couple times and then it's like, oh, I have nothing. This doesn't thrill me anymore to get two.
There's going to be some kind of like public leaderboard and you're going to be able to like get point. Like what I don't want to see happen. I love that the score is just 2 out of 6, 3 out of 6, 4 out of 6. Like that's it. But if you really need to like rank
the distribution, the pattern breakdown. Yeah.
If you need to rank people, then you know you'd have to gamify how many points you get. Like, does what Rachel, my sister, did, does that get you a ton of points because you went from 0 to 100? Or do you like,
yeah,
do you get points for the, you know, the yellows, the,
right.
I don't know.
Or what if you try to draw shit with the yellows? Like, I want to do a big A with my yellows so that it's like, oh, an A standing on a row of greens. Sort of Wordle art.
That's good. I would,
and I can do that if I know the word.
Yeah. I would do that as an NFT. Let's,
that's cool.
Let's start a Wordle minting, FT. Let's start minting our Wordle scores.
So you play Wordle and it spits out the pattern and that's your NFT and you can sort of buy and sell those.
That's right. That's right.
And then another Wordle thought, just to wrap everything up, mm-hmm, is, God, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. When do you play? Do you play the same time every day? Like, is it part of your morning routine, your evening routine? Mm-hmm. Or are you just like, oh, I remembered in the afternoon?
Morning routine. I think it's better for me. I've been trying to go to bed before midnight, so before the Wordle even comes out.
Yeah.
But even so, if I'm up at midnight, I don't want to start like playing a brain teaser. That'll wake, oh, that'll like get me firing. That'll wake me up too much. That's not, yeah, a way to unwind for me to get stressed out and like be needing that too, needing to see, right, green. Oh, I just want to see green.
And I've been doing the opposite. It's like 11:38. I'm like, I mean, I might as well stay up at this point and play Wordle. Like, I'm not going to not play Wordle. Wow. Let me play Wordle. Yeah. What if I, like, get a fucking 2? I'll have some sweet dreams.
Right. No, I like to, I use it to wake up in the morning. It's a very nice way to wake up.
Now my point of pride is that I've never gotten a 2 and I've never gotten a 6. So for 2 weeks straight, I've either gotten a 3, 4, or 5. Mm-hmm. I've avoided disaster, but I've also not, yeah, gotten the,
God,
the sweet,
I would be
release,
so sad to get a 6. Did I get a 6?
If you get a 6
when we first started
2,
playing, or did I get a 5? I think I might have done it in 6.
Yeah, but you were just, you didn't quite know how the game was. I feel like the first day is a, yeah, pass.
I'm
except
also,
if you're Rachel, you got a 2.
Right. I'm glad that my first day was basically done on your phone, right? Or like a shared screen or something.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah.
So that's not even part of my public record.
Yeah. What have you gotten and won? Would you be happy about that, or would that be kind of a bummer that you didn't get to play Wordle that day?
Whoa. Like, if it happened to me now,
yeah,
I would be thrilled. I would be thrilled.
You'd be excited.
I would dust off the Twitter. I would go, I would fucking spam. I would fucking promote it online. For sure, I would.
Would you tweet a 2?
No, I wouldn't tweet a 2. I would only tweet a 1. I would.
2 is almost.
We'd have an emergency podcast if I got a 1.
But it's just a completely random lucky thing. There's no skill involved in a 1.
Yeah, I don't think there's more skill involved in like a hole in 1 than like a 2 under par, you know?
That's why I'm telling you, like, it's, my no 6 forever is almost more impressive than getting a fucking 2. That just means, yeah, you guessed joint when it was point. Congratulate. Like, I'm not happy for you, Dad. Like, that's not a good thing.
You have other shit going on. You have other shit going on that you have to unpack on your own time, not on the podcast.
It was my birthday recently, actually.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. Let's do it after the
didn't
break.
Didn't get a text.
From
didn't get an email.
From the
old
man?
Old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's because he came over
he
and cooked you breakfast.
Called me because his Roku wasn't working. I came over. I thought it was like a surprise.
Yeah.
But no, he just forgot the router extender password, so it wasn't getting from upstairs to the downstairs, mm-hmm, TV.
And then, yeah.
I ended up bringing a Twinkie and a matchstick to a gas station so that I can toast myself on the way home.
Yeah, you
and
called.
And I fucking ran into my mom.
At the gas station?
With a bunch of her friends. Yeah, they were filling up gas on the way to a Mahjong tournament. And they laughed at me. They ridiculed
me. Oh, so
me.
They knew it was your birthday.
Of course.
Your dad maybe
youngest,
didn't know.
I'm their baby.
Your mom knew and ridiculed you.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, happy big, what is it, 4-0?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no. I'm 39. But the fact that you thought it was a bigger deal and you're still making fun of me is, yeah, a real kick in the ass.
Kick in the teeth.
Yeah.
Sorry to, yeah, hear it.
But other than that, it was nice. I got a Theragun, not like an official Theragun, but like, right. you know, one of those hand massagers.
Very nice.
From Avital. And then a recessed light bulb that had gone out. Cohen gave me a replacement one so that I didn't have to go to Home Depot. Those were like huge. Two huge gifts. So,
that's
yeah.
really nice. That's really nice.
Yeah. Other than that, it was one fine day. You'll look at me. My back does hurt.
Yeah.
My back hurts.
Just I think you are 40.
I'm getting that. I mean, I'm not. I was always 83. You can look at the record. You can't change my birthday.
I'm pulling up your birth certificate, your passport from when you scanned it for our London trip. You were born in 1980.
I'm 42.
So you were wrong when you said I was 40. That's all I'm saying.
I'm way older than 40. That's right. All right. This is If I Were You. It's an advice show, though slowly sort of trending into a Wordle podcast, which I'm not too mad about.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, another Wordle thing is that I stole your I Love Turtle GIF joke I posted it on Twitter. I don't know if you saw how well that did.
No, I didn't.
It was a pretty big tweet.
No, it was not. How many?
You texted me I Love Turtles kid, but then with Wordle.
Yeah.
Then I sent it to the Slack, and Grayson, who's been doing VFX editing audio video for HeadGum, altered the GIF and made it I Love Wordle. Then I posted that onto Twitter, and I think it has over 1,000 likes.
1,000
Correct
likes.
Me if I'm wrong.
Is that that's yeah. And that's good. Let's see. Oh yeah.
That's pretty solid. 1,000. Yeah. Yeah.
So I like Wordle. To
the I like Wordle. Good stuff. The Jake alley-oop to Grayson, and then I just sort of plucked it and yeah. used it. That was my other birthday gift for me.
Wow. It goes to show you how viral I'd go on Twitter for my Schwimmer's ear joke.
Oh my God.
Can you even imagine?
Forget about it.
Sitting on fucking
That's even
gold.
More topical. Yeah. Okay. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I am Josh.
Let's take a break, answer some questions on the other side of these messages.
Nice.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards yeah. to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement good. Movement.
Is anti-movement yeah. one? Anti-movement seems like it should
I'll have
to
check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't
yeah.
buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so
it's fitness now. Nah.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% Ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Bath pillow.
What's that?
Bath pillow. Bath pillow. Bath.
So it drapes over your tub and sort of cradles your neck so that when you're in the bath, you can have a pillow.
Correct. Correct, Amundo. We've been talking baths on here before. We talk about baths. I have a bath. I got a, when I was redoing this house, I made sure to get a 21-inch soaking tub. Okay.
Wow. And that's just a bathtub? When you say soaking tub, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah. I think they just like, it's just about depth. Like your standard bathtub is pretty low. It's like 14, 16 inches. So if you want to soak, you want to have that higher wall.
Like your hot, your hands are like up here when you're sitting down in the tub.
Yeah.
You're not like this.
Yeah, exactly. You can you get pretty deep. But the thing is, when it's that deep, it's got a severe, you know,
head.
I lay my head back and I'm just kind of like, it's on tile. It's on the corner of the bath. It's not particularly comfortable. So I ordered.
It's not perfect.
No, but I ordered myself a little bath pillow and it's a real game changer. I could stay there forever.
I have a bath pillow as well as part of my birthday gift last year with that plank of wood, the shower, the bath caddy where you can put your iPad across the tub itself.
Oh, I should get one of those. Then it would just be fun. Yeah, because it would be dangerous. I'd never leave.
Yeah. If you watch an entire sporting event in there, you really feel like a king / lazy man.
Yeah, that's nice. I watched an episode of The Witcher in the bath, but I just I put the laptop on the toilet and I kind of just turned my head to the side, which is
That's
nice, but it's not like it's not perfect like having it right in front of your asses, man. Wow.
Let me I'll send you a link to the bath caddy that was purchased for me my birthday.
Yeah. I'll probably cop that. It'll be my unsolicited advice next week. You're tossing salt in there, right?
I'll occasionally Epsom, but not always.
Cool.
Yeah, it's helpful.
And are you...
Imagine using a fucking waterproof Theragun in there.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you... Is it... Yeah. How hot is it when you bathe?
It's pretty hot. It's not like lukewarm. It's kind of like one below the maximum heat that I'll allow.
So you're almost breaking a sweat.
Yes. No, yeah, I'm sweating in there. Especially because the steam rising.
Cool. And are you like, you're taking your foot out every once in a while to try to cool your body temperature?
Like that hot? Occasionally, but sometimes the water itself cools and I'll have to replenish the heat.
I see. All right. Very.
But you don't want to stay in there for too long because then you leave and you're pretty fucking dehydrated.
Yeah.
You've been like sweating for an hour and a half straight.
Right. Yeah. I think I usually do 30 minutes. Half a Witcher.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. Oh, that's good. Okay. Let's try to answer some questions here.
One quick Wordle thing. Rachel.
Yep. I was going to say we haven't talked about Wordle for a minute.
Rachel texted me back and told me what the first word was.
Okay.
Weary.
Wow.
W-E.
She didn't even eliminate. She eliminated three pretty obscure letters. Like W, R, and Y were eliminated. No, wait. Weary doesn't have an R?
Yes.
And then, so how did she get robot?
No, the word was point.
Oh, right. That was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eliminated W and R and then guessed point.
Yeah. That's wild, man.
I don't want to accuse her of cheating because I know she's like a super decent, good person. Mm-hmm. But I don't see a world where she didn't fucking look over her shoulder at Will, her husband playing the game.
Right.
Like, oh, I guess I saw like an O and an I, but like I didn't really know. She knew.
I'm going to add you to
she
the Hurwitz.
She worked with him in cahoots.
Let me add you to the Hurwitz kids threads. It's like, hey, Amir's really happy for you. He just had a couple follow-up questions.
Not a question. It's an accusation. It's a statement, actually, cheaters shouldn't feel joy for getting that word correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine getting added to that thread and then instantly instituting a group FaceTime. Initiating a group FaceTime.
Hey, guys, quick side huddle / group FaceTime. Just so I'm clear, Will, you didn't play the game. You didn't play the game next to Rachel. Okay, here's a question from, I guess let's just call this person Will, because he's a young man that does a fair amount of dating. Classic.
Nice. He shouldn't be doing that. He's my brother-in-law.
Hello, I'm Will. As a young man, I do a fair amount of dating. What I really need to know is, what's the best way to let someone down easily? For context, I mean someone who you've been on, say, 2 to 3 dates with and don't feel it. It's past the point where you need to let them know you're not interested, but I hate upsetting people. I myself have been let down after 2 or so dates, so I know how much it sucks. What should I do? Yours so sincerely, Will.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard because there's no like standard rule. It depends on the dates. It depends on how you know the person. Is it a friend of a friend? Is it a random Tinder? Does this person reach out to you, or like is she waiting on you to reach out to her? If she's just waiting, then you don't have to be like, by the way, let me preemptively say that I don't think we should date anymore.
Wait, what's that?
If she's like not texting you and it's just like waiting to hear from you and you don't want to go out with her, I don't think you have to reach out just to say it's not going to happen.
Oh, like if she's ignoring you, you don't have to.
Let's say you go on a second date and then there's no text messages after and you don't want to see her again. I don't think you then have to reach out and be like, hey, by the way, just so you know, I don't want to see you again. Because she could have been like, I didn't want to see you either.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess so. It feels almost...
I don't consider that a ghosting.
Right.
And the ghosting is if she like texts you and you're like, and she's like, hey, that was really fun. Do you want to do that again? And you don't respond.
Right.
I think that's ghosting.
That's no... Ghosting is a no-go. A mutual ghosting, I think you can feel that out. If you're like, I will say something if they ask me to go on a date. I'll say that I am not feeling it. But if in the absence of that, I can kind of feel like there wasn't enough of a connection. But for to Will, I would say that... Most guys on the apps are shitheads, and most of them are doing the ghosting thing. Most of them are doing the ignoring thing. So even though you feel mean being like, I didn't feel a connection, I don't think we should go out anymore, that's actually not mean compared to most guys on the app. Like, I equate it similar to like when HeadGum is hiring and we always tell people, even when we're not going to hire them, and multiple people have responded and they're like, thank you for letting me know. No other job ever even does that. I'm like, wow, I felt bad sending that. And that's like baseline. So I would just say that if you give someone like a polite letdown and just let them know, say, I just want to be upfront, want to be honest. They can't be like, fuck you for telling me. They'll be like, thank you. Most guys suck.
Yeah. It's like going on an audition. You don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Or you hear yes. So it's like usually you learn the lines, say the things, they say thanks, and then you don't hear from the person, the company, the show ever again.
The last place that we pitched our animated show, we haven't heard back. So it's still
alive. They have to be. It has to be in the mix, right?
Yeah.
They must be talking internally to the point where
when was our pitch? Was it October?
Where it fits. Yeah, it was a little earlier. Yeah, September-ish.
Late September.
They had to.
Late
I think
September,
we left the pages.
Back in 21.
Exactly. Yeah. We left the pages behind, right? I can follow up.
Yeah.
To see if they ended up.
Why don't
it was
we
a one page, a one sheet.
Just respond to the last thank you that we got and be like, hey, just nudging this to the top of your inbox. Hope you all had a good fall.
I hope your autumn was rocking. Didn't hear back, re the show. And if we do pre-pro, it's going to have to be soon because I have a lot of other emails percolating in my inbox, which is not at zero.
Wow. This is the equivalent of you reaching out to dump them too, actually. Like, hey, just bump this to the top of our inbox. After discussing with Jake through the fall, we think it's not a fit. So
really?
We'd like to take our offer away from this network.
That's fair. That's good. But the awkward moment is when a lady actually texts you like, that was really fun. We should do it again. And you have to say in no unsimple terms, I wasn't really feeling it as much as you were. But so it goes, you know, there's plenty of fish and all that jazz. Have fun. See ya.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dating is hard. It's hard. you send and receive lots of texts like that. It's no bueno.
You have to, yeah, that's part of the game, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mutual. It has to be mutually beneficial.
Treat others the way you want to be treated, unless you like being ghosted, in which case you can assume that people don't like that, because I learned that the hard way.
Okay, here's another question about OnlyFans. We'll call this lady Fran.
Only Frans.
Only Fran writes, I could use your advice. I'm more or less perfect body-wise, other than my boobs, which are well-formed but depressingly small. I can't afford it right now, but I'm strongly considering making an OnlyFans account to raise the necessary funds for a boob job. I personally have no moral qualms about showing off online, and I kind of like the attention, but I'm concerned it might put off potential future boyfriends and or employers. Should I go for it, seize the cheese, and pursue my dreams of bodily perfection? If so, I currently have very few fans in real life, so please help me come up with a USP and username to stand out. Do you know what USP stands
for?
No.
If it's a porn thing,
I'm pretty sure, though. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of attractive women sharing nearly nudes for cash, and I want to gain clout and make money. Or it's just going to be embarrassing if you suggest a username. I'll definitely use it, as I'm hoping your followers will check it out.
Wow.
Alternatively, if you think I should avoid OnlyFans, should I just get both my nipples pierced to jazz up my tiny titties a bit? Best regards, OnlyFans.
At the very least, I'd suggest trying the piercings first, because that's a lot less of a body modification. You know, you could take those out. So,
yeah.
If that does the trick, very painful to me. I mean, to me as well. But I feel like if you're deciding between like surgery or a piercing, test the piercing, and then if it doesn't do it for you, you could do surgery. But surgery,
if you had to get a septum and or a nipple piercing that was in for a month, which one would you choose?
Nipple, easy, absolutely easy. I would not like. Feel the cartilage of your nose. It's way too rigid. I don't want anything going
in there. But like nipple is like nipple. That's a nipple.
Yeah,
that's...
it's a little bit of a pinch, but like I think there's enough fat there. I wouldn't want it in my nose. I got my cartilage pierced when I was in college, and it was very painful.
Yeah.
They did it with a gauge, though. I think I've talked about this, but they did it with a fucking gauge.
Okay, so...
Oh, a USP stands for unique selling point, by the way. So how does Fran position herself in the market? How do you break through on the OnlyFans platform?
I think there's a Harvard Business Review case study on this. How to make yourself, what's your differentiation?
Yeah, the username OnlyFran is pretty perfect.
Oh, okay, that's pretty
good. It's OnlyFran.
But it is hard because... you can't be slightly ashamed, because like you do have to promote it. Like you have to get on. There's a lot of like TikToks that I stumble upon that's like, oh, you like this? There's more at my OnlyFans. And it's like, you know, it's this person is very out in the open and they show their face. And
that's why I deleted TikTok, by the way.
Really?
The algorithm figured me out too quick.
Now you just download OnlyFans directly. Enough of this fucking
just
geez.
Main vein it. It's great that you don't have any qualms. And I would also think that like it's a perfectly fine way to like weed out potential future partners and employers. Like I just want to work and be with people who are cool and like me for me. But you definitely have to think about it a lot, because you have to be sure that you'll be fine not being with certain people and not working certain places, because people are judgmental and they'll reject you for that.
And the internet is permanent. You can't do it and delete it. People will probably cache it, find it, locate it.
Mm-hmm. But if that's, there's like two things. It's like, do I do it? It's going to make people like reject me in the future. And how do I get more people to sign up and subscribe? You basically have to be okay with the public facing part of it. So more power to you, though.
I wonder how much a boob job costs nowadays. What would you guesstimate?
I guess I would guess $2,000.
Oh, really? I was going to say 10,000.
I feel like you're probably right. Let's see. How much
5,000 per boob.
Boob job.
Start serving you ads.
The average cost of breast implants is around 4,500. And then it can range. And then someone else says 5,000 to 8,000. And then typically 5,000 to 10,000. I feel like you're right then. I think it's always more.
I recently looked up, just out of curiosity, like what a nose job actually does. Like, because like on a skeleton, you see like just like the bone of the ridge.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what is the shape of my nose? Also, how do they break it and reform it
yeah.
to make it look better? And it doesn't just look like a five-year-old like putting like Play-Doh together and hoping for the best. Like you can like choose to like, it's almost like it should be done with lasers and like a 3D printer. The idea of like a 58-year-old guy just be like, yeah, I got you. Let me do this right. and move it here. Right.
I think this is what a nose looks like.
Yeah, like how do they have such control? So I watched like a YouTube animation of what goes into that. It seems so precise and difficult to do. I can't imagine like an actual person doing it.
Yikes. Like
cutting thin slices of cartilage and like moving it in and reshaping it and setting it and all this stuff.
Yeah, we thought it was hard to be a dentist.
Yeah, or your wisdom teeth, by the way.
Fine today. I can basically bite things now. It still will sometimes wow. hit I think where the sensitive part is, but
yeah.
I'm past the point where I think I have dry sockets. I spent like 3 days being like, do I have dry sockets or is this normal pain? And I think yeah. it was just normal pain that I feel fine now.
And then did you get to the bottom of the insurance situation?
Yes, my insurance does not cover it. They don't cover it at all.
So that's like a they should have let me know situation.
Yeah, or... it was like they covered us as a really funny amount. It was like 80% of what the procedure would have cost if I had done it in network or something. So like I think it was like $1,500 for both teeth, and they gave me like $56.
Yeah. So, that's good because you're paying insurance too.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm paying out of pocket more than what I'm now paying.
Right.
Basically, what you covered.
Yeah. I don't blame
$50 a month.
I hate the dentist insurance, but I blame my dentist for this one because I did ask what it was going to cover, and they said 80%. And they know my insurance. I've been going there for years, so they would have known that it's not in network for that procedure or whatever. They should have known. They just wanted me to do it there. They're bad.
All right, let's take another break. Thanks to more sponsors and come back and answer more questions after these messages.
Yeah.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And we're back. All right.
Yo.
One last question to rule them all.
Good.
This one is a late 20s female who I guess we should call Monica Geller, because she was in her late 20s and a female.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope you can help me with this irksome friend dilemma, writes Monica. I'm in my late 20s and I don't have a ton of friends, just a few that I consider close, and I really value those rare bonds. I have a female friend who I've gotten really close with over the past couple of years. She's a great person to hang out with and vent to when I'm going through a rough time, and vice versa. But one thing she loves to do is throw themed parties at her apartment, and she works really hard to go all out and make sure that every detail matches the theme. The parties look really cool, and everyone she invites seems to have a great time, but I've grown severely to dislike them. I don't like anybody who attends, and there's not really much to do, and my friend is busy cooking or talking to other people. I was completely miserable at her last Harry Potter party, and I left early. The thing is, she really takes it personally when people don't go. She has cut friends out of her lives for flaking on her parties and calls them, quote, fake friends, and refuses to hang out with them outside of her parties. I really don't want to attend these parties anymore, but I do value her friendship, especially as many of my existing friends got new job and moved away. What would you do? How do I quit attending these parties without losing a really great friend?
The parties themselves sound like something that Monica would throw.
Yes, exactly.
No attention to detail, unspared.
Yeah, and good food and a theme.
How many themes can you even have?
Yeah, after Harry Potter, you're down to like a few choice themes. Western,
of
course.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Right.
80s, classic.
80s is good. Yeah. Beach party, yeah. That's good.
Actually, all of these are really good themes. I might throw some parties. Mm.
We should. Theme party, it really is. They're such like diminishing returns. They're fun if you do one.
Yeah.
But you really, they lose their luster fast if you have to fucking get a new outfit every single month.
That's right. I mean, I kind of relate to this person. I also dislike parties. And I definitely would never throw a themed party. That seems like all the work of a party without any of the joy. But I guess if you get joy from hosting, then... Mm-hmm. That's that type of person. Like, even like holidays, like Halloween, I never got too into, but like we had some friends that were like, Halloween is like my favorite time of the year, spending weeks on a costume, debuting the costume.
And don't even talk about Christmas.
Oh my God, forget about it.
You've lost people over Christmas.
Friends and family alike. But this is just like, in addition to all the holidays, we're also doing Harry Potter in March. So you got to come dressed, whatever.
That's tough. I mean, it's also like, it's kind of true that it you know, she cuts people out. If she loves this and she cuts people out of her life who don't like them, maybe the friendship's not meant to be.
Or
maybe
if you really need the friend, then it's worth it for one party every month or two. I mean,
yeah, we don't know how often these parties are. If it's every month or two, I don't think that's that bad.
Can a party be so bad that you would lose a friend over?
It depends how often these parties... What if they're fucking bi-weekly theme parties?
Yeah, and the bi-weekly, that means two times a week. Not
two times a week, exactly.
A Tuesday Harry Potter, Thursday Back to the Future event. There's no way she could properly plan
not even
for
like,
this.
Right, yeah. Ideally, it's like Harry Potter and like Lord of the Rings, so you can wear a robe twice.
Yeah, and once at 1 p.m. Right. To dress like Marty McFly for a lunch.
If you fucking didn't come to my Harry Potter party, you're a fake ass friend.
Yeah.
And you know that.
If you don't like me at my 80s themed party, you don't deserve me at my disco themed parties or my visco themed parties. That's right. Hydro flasks. Yes. TikTok dances.
Yeah. Everyone's drinking out of a hydro flask. That's good.
I mean, you have friends that are into themes, into parties, into socializing.
Yeah, and I think I always get a... I mean, the thing is, no one that I know is, like, rigid about is like rigid about the theme. Like, I feel like I can always go not, you know, not in period attire.
Yeah. Are you more of a phone it in, like, oh, wear a jean jacket and there, that's my 80s yeah. costume? Or are you like, right. more of like, I'm going to fucking buy a wig and face paint style party go?
No, very much. I appreciate the phoning it in. Phoning it in. Is the
like, vibe what do I have in my closet sure. that could be athletic?
For 9 years, every Halloween, I was a black cat. That's the level of costume that I like to do. I like a black t-shirt and a hairband yeah. with three whiskers of face paint.
Let's get
you know, it's not even a phone it in. I think I'm a minimalist when it comes to dressing up. I really don't like an over-the-top costume.
Like even on other people or just like you don't like to be inhibited while you're...
No, I can appreciate a costume just on me. I can appreciate a costume on someone else.
Yeah.
So I think as long as I'd be fine with theme parties as long as I wasn't expected to go all out. But it seems like that's not necessarily the case here.
Would you ever / have you ever done SantaCon?
God. I would have ever. I feel like if I had known about SantaCon when I was like 22, me and my friends would have done it.
Yeah.
We were those kids from Connecticut. We would have been on the Metro North pounding beers. Wandering the streets of NYC. But no, this year, Jill and I were like going to Restoration Hardware and we like got on the subway and we saw three people in a SantaCon outfit. So we're like, oh no, oh no.
It's happening.
We were already on our way into Manhattan. And then, yeah, imagine just like getting a price for a pullout sofa and going outside and just seeing 19-year-olds throwing up in the street in the packing district.
Into their fucking beards.
Yeah. Just such different life stages and moments right there.
Yeah. I guess this person can do a happy medium. You sort of attend every other party. You miss some, you come to some, you feel how badly you feel on the misses. You come up with some good excuses. Friend visiting, mom sick, out of town. Mm-hmm. Line up your social calendar accordingly.
Right. I feel like you can always dodge a couple, attend a couple, and you left one early. That's fine, apparently.
Yeah.
Or did she call you a fake friend when you did that?
Fake friend, yeah. For leaving. Yeah, okay. We used to get like grief from some people, not to name names, of like, why'd you leave at 11:30? It's like, I attended the party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I never got the why did you leave early, because that's something you did.
Yeah. Like, what, you're offended that I left early? I wasn't that integral to the party, I assure you.
I know the feeling. I've definitely been chastised for like Irish exiting as well.
Yeah. What is
like,
that?
The party went on, everyone had fun. You woke up and you remembered that I wasn't there, but you didn't notice when I wasn't there when it happened.
Oh, I love the Irish goodbye. That's I feel like I did that even before it was popularized in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I gonna go for the next 25 minutes?
That's actually
minutes?
The Amir goodbye.
Yeah, telling everyone see you later. Yeah,
yeah. It's such a bizarre thing.
They all know that everyone is
the Irish goodbye. Leaving. That should just be goodbye.
Yes,
that should just be the goodbye.
And in Ireland, it is. No one says goodbye to anyone. No one says hello. Yeah, I don't great. Even. Irish hello. I just show up to a party and pretend like I had been there for 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When is the pizza showing up? I'll ask after the pizza had already arrived.
Right. Instead of Irish goodbye, instead of ghosting, we should say Irish goodbye.
Yeah. Well, ghosting is the Scottish goodbye.
I see.
I think I'm going to Irish good die. So I won't tell anybody that I'm slowly dying.
I would love that. Yeah, I would love that.
It's sort of what Norm MacDonald
did. He Irish good died.
Yeah. He like had cancer and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Actually, I might tweet that.
It's a solid.
Norm MacDonald, Irish good died.
Maybe Norm MacDonald would find that funny, but I feel like everyone else would.
Yeah, I can hide behind that excuse. If anyone gets offended, I could be like, Norm would have loved this. And then he's also not
alive. And then you sound, and then you drop his first name and it sounds like you were a friend.
I knew him
personally. And yeah, right.
Or I can save it for the next celeb that sort of sat on an illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So if you see me tweet that down the line, don't like be like you had this in the bag waiting to go. Like just mm-hmm. act
yeah, you
like
put
the,
you're put this on draft right now.
Yes, yeah.
Blank. Irish good died.
Exactly, and then the draft underneath it is your one guess Wordle score, which I want to leak the news of before you even get to tweet it. I want to basically tweet that with the GIF. I like Wordle. and then you have to retweet.
If I ever got it in one, I would retweet I like Wordle.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think of voice? Like Wordle. Voice is the first word to guess. Kind of a long shot. But you're getting it's, the O, the
right.
I,
it's
the
not
E.
bad. I just feel like eliminating the O and the I is not that impressive when it comes to the vowels. And like what's, then you know there's an A and a U. Then it could, that's just like, that's anything.
Yeah.
That's anything. Maybe eliminating the while having an E is interesting at the end of the word, if that's, you know, how it shook out. It's really tough to say. There's no real, I don't think there's an actual good strategy.
I bet there is like some algorithm that's like, actually, if you do these three words, you'll always get it in four or something like that.
Yeah, maybe on the margins you can do something like that. Maybe chasm is the goat, though.
Chasm.
Chasm. Yeah.
You're only getting one A in the middle.
Yeah, but you know, vowels aren't really that important. It's more of a consonants game.
That's cool. All right. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for emailing us. That email address for everything. If you got a theme song, if you got a question, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. As always, thank you for watching. We're now simulcasting these on our YouTube channel, the If I Were You Show YouTube channel. So check that out as well.
That's right.
The link should be in the description to this podcast. We'll tweet it out as well. And for more videos of us, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Correct.
There's more of us where that came from. Sweet. That opening theme song, same as the closing, is by Kevin, the man who claimed I paid him to write this magnum opus about me.
And
about
you did. Well, actually, you didn't mic. Pay him, is the thing.
Yeah.
You didn't pay him anything. That was the problem.
By the way, this golden mic was sent to me by Alex. Alex Sexton, I believe his name is. So thank you to Alex for sending me the mic of gold.
Yeah.
What about a parody of Heart of Gold with Mic of Gold? I went to podcast with a mic of gold.
That's good. Yeah. You should just do that one.
Johnny Cash style.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week. Ciao, everybody. Oh, wait.
Peace.
Time to play the song.
Chicken Amir, can I speak on behalf of every single one of your fans? When I say Jake, you're okay, but Amir, he's our jam. And he's carried your ass since day one. And we do anything to get Amir a golden mic. Yeah, we'd give anything to get Amir that golden mic.
Jake, you stand in the shadow of a giant and proclaim that you're the one casting it. Your best material won't stack up against Amir's even on his worst day. He's the voice of a generation, and you're the voice of a small, petty man. Do the right thing. Give Amir the golden mic.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.